This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Third place, Lassie Beeren. Three Olympic gold medals already to his name.
Such a tumble over there, but still nice to
you. Came to watch the band.
For a few hours, the horrors will...
Stone me with a knife.
There always has been and there's nothing we can do about it.
And another show. That was Steely Dan with The Man Who Couldn't Cry or Didn't Cry. And I thought to myself, well, I'll send that one out to myself since I don't. But then I thought there's plenty of reasons to cry if you're a New England Patriots fan.
Hey, can you tell me what everybody plans to do? Hey, can you tell me where everybody's going to? They're out there on the street, they must be elite. They got shoes I can't afford on their quick, fast feet. They have a modified irises behind the opaque lenses. They're hiding equipment behind the barbed wire fences. They have somewhere to go, they have somewhere to look. They got this high-end electronic stuff I wouldn't know how to work. I say, hey, can you tell me what everybody plans to do? Hey, can you tell me where everybody's going to? I'm sitting there on my couch, my enthusiasm sinking. Don't know where anybody's going, I don't know where they're thinking. There seems to be some secret that everybody onto, but I just don't seem to get it, man, not even if I want to. Say, hey, can you tell me what everybody plans to do? A block of my door, but my fingers don't obey me, so don't play me at all. I have chains around my ankles that I'm made out of spaghetti. My newspaper's shredded and so much confetti. Well, I try to make sense of it, but my eyes start to bleed. Every single page is impossible to read. So, hey, can you tell me what everybody plans to do? Hey, can you tell me where everybody's going to? Yeah, just sitting there waiting on the weather report, yeah. I'm sitting there waiting on the weather report, yeah. Ow! I'm just sitting there waiting on the weather report, yeah. I'm sitting there waiting on the weather report, yes. Weather report.
neighbors here in the deep south of the Seven Seas, Australia calling with Jake Mason and cooking on three burners. This is a B3-led trio that I've been into now for three CDs, and this is their current one, just released in December. The album called Cooking the Books on the Soul Messin label. And the track we're listening to is No Bread for You, like the Soup Nazi episode in Seinfeld. No soup for you. These days, I'd be bumming out because, man, I am a born-again soup lover in this frosty freeze of a winter, disguised as 2025 and 2026. It has been cold here. Big snowstorm last week. Remnants on our path here to Studio A. But we persevered, and we're here to mix up your dose of medicine. An hour and 58 minutes worth of it as we open the cabinet doors for Retrospect number 714 coming up tonight at midnight, directly following this program. Again, this trio cooking on three burners. Definitely, as I've gotten older, more of a Mr. Haney type tone to my voice. And I'm not saying that for self-flattery. It's not flattering if you're here from the North. To recover from this, the blues. But the blues this time in F.
Oh, She's gotta be.
And then, of course, we go through all of that. And we come down to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And I have lived in New York for the 35 years, and Donald Trump has been in my face for 35 years. This whole idea that he is a great businessman is so beyond any... He bankrupted a casino. I mean, that's impossible. Unless you lock the doors and just stood in front of him. Go away! Go to Jewy Jews! Go away! You know, I'm just before we leave Donald alone, I'm going to say something, and I'm saying this as a friend. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're going to go to hell. And I know this. And I know this because God told me. He has my hotline number, 1-800-JEWY-JEW. He always likes to talk to me after he talks to Mike Huckabee. I help settle him down.
Now she's gone, and I don't worry. Oh,
Cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Wayne Eddy, Paul McCartney with the Rock Estra theme recorded in 1987. That's a cover of the Knighted Ones song from Back to the Egg in 1979.
We drank and whiskey, champagne and wine. Want you to know your woman from mine. We gon' pitch a boogie-woogie. We'll have a ball tonight. And we ain't gon' buzz. And we ain't gon' bite.
that's your woman. Turn her to your side. She flagged my train. I'm gonna give her a ride. We gonna pitch a boogie woogie. Gonna have a ball tonight. And we ain't gonna fuss. And we ain't gonna fight. What it's all about. Your man starts some stuff, we gon' put him out. We gon' pitch a boogie woogie. Gon' have a ball tonight. And we ain't gon' fuss. And we ain't gon' fight. I'm taking 1 to 99. Don't be careful out. Lose your mind. We gon' pitch a boogie woogie. Gon' have a ball tonight. And we ain't gon' fuss, and we ain't gon' fight. Pull y'all dresses above your knees. Sell y'all stuff to who you please. We gon' pitch a boogie woogie. Gon' have a ball tonight. And we ain't gon' fuss. And we ain't gon' fight.
Everybody that's making the bunk, put you in school. take a lesson from the blessings, discussions, cause I'm the best of things. I got the music and the instruments, and this is just my weapons at hand. Everybody on the floor, that's the difference to me. Clap your hands, but just stop the beat. I just wanna put you down. I just want y'all to get down. Everybody come lay down. Everybody is sorry.
I can't wait to get it on. know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
My name is Mort Figa, and I think I should like to introduce you to the gentlemen one at a time and tell you that this night, the proceedings here on stage are going to be recorded so that having enjoyed them out there this evening, you'll be able to enjoy them over and over again on the Columbia album that Miles is about to do. I'd like you to know a young man who has created quite a stir in the music world. His name is Tony Williams. Tony Williams. And when you see this young man, you know, there's a lot of good music yet to be made. I think Tony is about 19 years old. It's kind of scary that a young man should have so much talent. On bass, a gentleman who I'm sure you all know, Mr. Ron Carter. Ron Carter. I think we'll finish the rhythm section playing piano tonight, Herbie Hancock. And playing tenor saxophone, and this fella's gonna scare you tonight if he hasn't already, I'm sure, Mr. George Coleman. George Coleman. And I know you have a big ovation for the gentleman who fronts this group, Miles Davis.
The unmistakable trumpet stylings of the angriest man in jazz for decades. I think he still holds the honor for consecutive year streak as a really angry man. Miles Davis, playing his spare moments on trumpet, having the critics call it genius, and having the rest of us audience, for the most part, especially after 1969, saying, wait, is that all there is? What happened here? That's genius? The bar has been lowered on genius. Mom, can you buy me a trumpet so I can be a genius too? I thought it appropriate to play this version of My Funny Valentine, recorded at Lincoln Center's Philharmonic Hall on February 12, 1964, introduced by Mort Faga, F-E-G-A. Herbie Hancock on the 88s, Tony Williams on drums, Ron Carter, who's still with us, on bass. As a matter of fact, Herbie Hancock is too. George Coleman on tenor. Miles, who usually didn't smile, on trumpet. Double disc set. The complete concert of 1964. Miles Davis Quintet. After a long time of soaking in the suds and the sun of Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, we are here live to Hard Drive at the Fifth Estate Studio A to make with some crash, boom, and bang tonight. Alchemy with a side of crash and burn. He's the mystery man. I'm Jumpin' JB. And we are the aging reprobates that bring you this two-hour tour de farce on a weekly basis here on Free FM 89.0 on the North Island of New Zealand, out of Hamilton, to be precise geophysically. A lengthy excursion of soundscapes in that set just ended with Erica Badu. Badu, Badu. There was a reason I was playing her tonight. Maybe because she was once involved with the artist D'Angelo, and also because she and her ensemble or sound alike to what he was doing. We heard the piece live, it was recorded, Boogie Nights into All Night. Erica had panties and underwear on the floor, I think, when she wrote that song. Or anywhere you could kick them off and dive in with gusto to make some mattress magic. As she was into on that track. A live album, 1998 the year. I like her, too. She's good. She wears the babushka and no shoes, gets out there on stage, dances up a storm, has a whip-smart ensemble behind her. Good stuff, Erica Badu. And then her ex, D'Angelo, who celebrating birthday number 52 tonight, or at least he would have, died last year from his album Voodoo, released in the year 2000. We heard the track called Chicken Grease, and it's one of those modern retro soul records that I heard the hype and I put it on. And I thought, hype? In this case, you're right. Let's get it up top. That's good stuff. Thought it was. Like the hand claps and the spare funky feel to that song and that whole album. Chicken Grease by D'Angelo from 2000. The Harlem Hamfats. Some roots and roll. And that track, which wasn't the one I was going to play, we're going to pitch a boogie woogie. Recorded in Chicago in the late 1930s. Harlem Hamfats did songs that were covered in later days. I know they did Let's Get Drunk and Truck, except in later days, of course, musicians being musicians, a lot of them being the horny type. They changed the last words. Well, you can hazard a pretty good guess at it. That was McCoy, and Jill McCoy, who later wound up being married to Memphis Minnie. The acoustic woman's blues guitar minstrel and mistress, Minnie was. Joe, a lucky man. We heard that track. We took it from... Why is this so far away from the desk of me? I know why. Because oft times the show turns into self-sabotage and I can't read a damn thing from the ridiculous placements I put the CDs in. Yeah, Let's Get Drunk and Truck was the title track. Harlem Hamfats. We're going to pitch a boogie-woogie. Let it be said. Let the word go forth from this time and place for this Wednesday night, February 11th, 2026. B.B. King from the 2008 studio record. Now, he passed in 2015. I can't remember if this was his last studio record or not. I want to say that it is, because I can't remember one after that. But I can't remember a lot of things these days, especially when it comes into play as being a slick and well thought out radio program. From the album One Kind Favor, we heard the opening track, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. And I found this, I was listening to this the other night while I was reading. And I had to put the book down after a while because the whole album, BB's in such strong voice. And the material is good, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Usually I detest his production albums. But I like this one a lot. A lot, I say. As Dr. Johnny Fever once said, on WKRP in Cincinnati, B.B. King, sacred music. Even though it wasn't, at least the literal term of it. David Crosby from the album Skytrail 2017. And his son, James Raymond, wrote that song called She's Gotta Be Somewhere. In a better world, I think that song would have been a radio hit. From the first time I heard it, it's like, well, that's pretty wonderful. Then you find out that Crosby loved Steely Dan. I mean, loved them. Said they were his favorite group ever. Made overtures to Donald Fagen to sit in with Steely Dan, especially after Walter Becker died. Walter died in 2015 or 2016. Crosby wound up coming out on stage and doing Wooden Ships with Steely Dan one night. And a great version. And then Fagen wrote, I believe, the music. And Crosby wrote the lyrics to Rodriguez for a Night from Crosby's, to this point, last studio record. that he did. Was it Here If You Listen? Might have been. Man, I love that track. It's got to be somewhere soon. Da-da-da. I know it's been said in print, but the last four or five records of David Crosby's admirable and formidable career, despite about 10 years off so he could make a mess of himself in the 1970s, those albums are great. He's really in good voice. He was onto something. And he kept saying in interviews, man, I don't want to die. I'm afraid of dying. And we're on a roll here. But the higher power had a different plan for old Dashing Dave, who never lost the weight after he went into jail in the mid-1980s. Came out, and he looked like a cop in the old silent movies. I mean, he had was that heavy around the waistline. Tisk, tisk. Spencer Davis Group, in the days when little Stevie Winwood was the key member of that band. He joined when he was 16, mostly through the influence of his brother, Muff Winwood. Stevie wound up to be a super-duper global music star. Muff wound up being an A&R guy for Island Records. Heard the track called Blues in F. Again from the mid-1960s. The Spencer Davis Group, who made a lot of good music and kind of got left on the cutting room floor when it came to recognition among all those British invasion bands. Stevie went on to Traffic in 1967, joined up with Chris Wood and Dave Mason and Jim Capaldi. And their first couple of albums, especially the second one, the Brown Album, absolute magic. Winwood and Mason couldn't get along. Or at least Winwood couldn't get along with Mason. Thought he was too pop. I was like, well, if you write songs like You Can All Join In and Vagabond Virgin, you know, it's like, okay, you know, so what if you're pop? I'll pop you in the head next time you write a song better than me. Cooking on Three Burners. Graham Parker did a track called Weather Report from his album Imaginary TV. Brilliant concept to me. He actually wrote a CD vella instead of a novella on TV shows and made up his own plot points for them. Graham did. And that part of the experience of reading the booklet is as good as the music and the words themselves. And the music and the words are good on this record, really good. It's funny stuff. Weather Report. And we'll send that one out to us here. We haven't been shivering this week as much as we were last week. Last week, it was in, I don't think it got above 20 all week long in our part of God's golf ball. It was cold, man. I mean, intimidating cold. And gold star of the week go out to four friends of mine who traveled 2 hours to an out-of-state Pizza Hut so they can enjoy the cuisine there. And it's like, what are you going there for? I mean, I have family in that area. You're going to freeze your ASSS off there tonight. I said, so what? You know, it's for the adventure. And I had to think about that for about, you know, a half hour. And I was like, he's right. All things being equal, and if I still lived a devil-may-care existence, which I haven't for over 40 years, I would do something like that, too. It's great fun just to do, get the wild hair and go do something that's off the map. And we'll have friends get like their pet dogs, quizzical look on their face because they just don't understand why you're mad at it. Well, I wasn't mad at him for going to a Pizza Hut, but it took me a while to understand it. And then when I did, it was like Scranton, PA on a Saturday night where it's zero out. Okay. And Bebop Deluxe got the show started off with the title track of the 1976 concept album masterpiece, Modern Music, where Bill Nelson wrote about the treadmill of the music business at the time. He was the lead guitar player, the visionary, and the lead singer and frontman for that band. Went on to a band called Red Noise, was way ahead of the game with that, with almost industrial type electronic music. And us Bebop Deluxe fans were like, WTF, Willie, what's going on here? And he just said, artistic vision, man. Steely Dan in that set with the instrumental, The Man Who Wouldn't Cry or Shouldn't Cry, from the tour, it's called Northeast Corridor, and that was the live album that Donald Fagen took on the road with him to play with Steely Dan after Walter Becker took a header. So it's one Dan on this album. And then Zappa in that set talking about what would happen if he was president of the United States. Tell you what, let's see, one, two, three. I think I voted for him four times before I finally gave up. That's where we've been. Here tonight, your ears, tomorrow the world. We will begin We Cheat the Hangman after we do this. Earthstrong, history of the day for the 12th of February. Sheryl Crow celebrating birthday. What? Number 64 today? Sheryl, geez, it seems like such a short time we got to know ye. But you were in the biz anyway. You just weren't singing back up for Michael Jackson yet. D'Angelo, Derek Schulman. Ah, an omen. A peek underneath the kimono of things to come, and they will come next. Born today in 1947. He a member of Gentle Giant. I don't know if he was or is a Gentle Giant temperamentally, but he was a member of that five-piece. God, what a set of musicians that was. In a good way, mind you. Sergio Mendez would have been 85 today. He died of complications from long-term COVID within the last 2 years. Born today in 1941. And I love the Brazil 66 albums. When I used to bring them to people's houses, imagine this. You know, you get next door, you got people doing gas masks while they're doing bongs out of them, stuff like that. And I did too. But I would bring, you know, every once in a while, I would bring a Sergio Menendez record over with Brazil 66 people. Listen to this. Sounds like your dad's music. What do you? Oh, well. So much for stretching the boundaries. Sweet Gene Vincent, born today in 1935, would have been 91 today. He is in the argument for the greatest rockabilly artist of all time. I don't think so, but he's got big respect from the rockabilly wing of the Paleface Parabola predicament. Those records with Cliff Gallup on guitar, just sensational. And we'll try and hear from Gene Vincent later on in the show, too. Jerry Goffin, Carole King's songwriting partner and Lucky Duck, husband for a lot of years. And you know, we indulge a lot in recency bias, chiefly because we can't remember things when we stop to think, well, who's your favorite female artist of all time? Who do you think is the greatest female songwriter of all time? And it's like, well, Billie Holiday gets it for Strange Fruit, because she could have gotten hung herself for writing a song like that in the 1930s. But can there be any other candidate but Carole King? Yeah, I know a lot of this stuff was pop, but who cares? It was good pop. And she wrote songs that stood the test of time, came out of the Brill Building around the same time that Neil Diamond and Neil Sedaka did. Was a woman in the music business at that time, was a woman in the Brill Building when men used to shove women out of the way, literally and figuratively, and persevered. Can there be a better record than Tapestry? I don't think so. Jerry Goffin, birthday today. 1919, Ava Gabor was born. I could never get it straight in my head which of the Gabor sisters was Lisa Douglas on Green Acres. It was Ava. Man, I love that show. Bring Out Your Dead. New Jersey's Whitney Houston died today in 2012, face down in a bathtub. People warned her about getting together with Bobby Brown, but she was a willing participant. I remember that one show. My first wife was really into her, so I sat down and watched one of those TV news shows. One time, Whitney Houston was the interviewee. They said, well, you know, they asked her a question, but what keeps you in this marriage? You know, given what a bad boy your husband is. She said, well, sex. But she also said crack is whack, and we found out later. Wasn't too wacky for Whitney. Estelle Bennett of the Ronettes, Ronnie Spector's sister, lights out for her today in 2009. Paul English, Willie Nelson's drummer for decades, today at the age of 87 in 2020. 2022, Timmy Thomas, the guy who did the original version of the Stax song, Why Can't We Live Together? It's a great song from the early 70s. And Joseph Shabalala, he was the creative director and frontman in Ladysmith Black Mambazo from South Africa. He died today at the age of 79 in 2020. And, of course, most famously, Ladysmith was utilized by Paul Simon to sing and play on Graceland. And Paul Simon's logic, you know, they made more money playing with me and going on tour with me on that record and tour than they ever made dwelling in obscurity in black South Africa, apartheid South Africa. But man, did he get heat for that. And he wasn't repent. And I don't know if he should have been. And it's ancient history at this point. 2007, the Dixie Chicks won 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year for Taking the Long Way. That was after they called W a moron. 1980, WKRP in Cincinnati, one of the funniest and best shows I've ever seen on television, aired an episode devoted to the Who concert tragedy in Cincinnati that happened on December 3rd, 1979. It was pretty poignant for a television show. Those were the days, my friend. 1963, the Fabs, a.k.a. the Beatles, recorded 10 songs in one day, not even stopping for a water break, I'm told by sources. More mayhem in the concert venue. The year 2000, an Isley's concert. At an Isley's concert, a 24-year-old shot 3 people at a Valentine's Day Super Love Jam show. That's showing love for your fellow man or woman, eh? I love this news item. 1986, Culture Club performed Karma Chameleon on the A-Team television show. My late mother used to watch that show. One of the worst things I've ever seen on TV. 1982, the Stones movie was released. Let's Spend the Night Together, about the 1981 tour. Terrible tour, terrible performance, terrible movie. Because they were all coked up. The Turtles released Happy Together today in 1967. What was disconcerting about it, even back in the day, I don't think I asked my father, but it was like, those guys are singing to each other. 1964, the Beatles' first concert in Washington, D.C., after the Ed Sullivan performance. More Isley Brothers news. 2008, Ronnie Isley got 37 months for tax evasion here in this country. 1977, David Bowie released the song Sound and Vision as a single. Weird Al released the song Ricky, a not-so-subtle rewrite to Tony Basil's Mickey song. That was ahead of the day. 1949, Hank Williams Sr. released Lovesick Blues. And right now, we're not going to release the Kraken, but we are going to release Gentle Giant. Happy birthday, Derek, to the Mystery Man. To the hills we go. We cheat the hangman.
Gather round the village square. Come, good people, both wretched and fair. See the troubadour play on the drum. Hear my songs on the lute that I strum. I will make you laugh, revel, merry, dance. Throw your pennies, then you'll hear more of the storytelling. That you see for the man, clown and minstrel, I am what I am. All my family, not of my kin, home wherever the place that I'm in. You must give me wage favors for my loss. Rising, falling, everyone struggle on all the world's a stage. All can play their part. I have chosen. Troubadour.
places to offer my play. I will make you laugh, revel, merry, dance. Throw your pennies, then you'll hear more of the story telling. How there's no other chance. Always move on, rock and turn,
She smiles sweetly.
She smiles sweetly.
And says, don't worry. Of her that keeps her peace most every day and won't disappear. My hair's turning gray, but she smiles sweetly.
She smiles sweetly. She smiles sweetly
and says, don't worry.
Sleeping in the middle. midday sun, sleeping in the 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 midday sun.
Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents
X minus 1.
The Meta Lunas with X minus 1. And that was from one of the old sci-fi radio shows. It was the opening, because I think it was a produced for and paid for vehicle through someone else's tax dollars. And the Meta Lunas conscripted it for this album. I'm sure not the only one that ever did it, but they have certainly used it to fine effect on this X minus 1. John Cale, directly before that, X of the Velvet Underground, couldn't get along with Lou Reed by 1968 when they were finishing up White Light, White Heat. And when I read that, which is a steady one, describes John Cale and Lou Reed's relationship, kind of like, well, he couldn't get along with Lou Reed. It's like, well, who could get along with Lou Reed? John Cale made some outstanding solo records, and that's one of them. The album's called Fear. It was released in September of 1974 on the Island record label. It took this from a 3-CD box set that came out in 2024, called Ship of Fools. It was his Island albums, three of them from the years he spent on that label. Slow Dazzle and Helen of Troy were the other albums. And we heard the track called Buffalo Ballet, again from the album Fear, 1974. John Cale, still alive, still making records. Last year's record, very good. The ones from 2024, dirges. And please remember and don't forget, John Cale played on a Nick Drake record, Brighter Later, and also produced Horses, Patti Smith's debut album. The Rolling Stones before that, in semi-subdued fashion, from Between the Buttons, an album released this month, February, albeit in 1967, nearly 60 years old. It was different. Sounded like they'd been listening to the Kinks rather than Howlin' Wolf and Jimmy Reed. Heard She Smiled Sweetly. Mick Jagger said the album was rubbish. And I agreed with them for a lot of years, and to a large degree, still do. I'm one of the people who prefers their Satanic Majesty's Request more than I like listening to Between the Buttons. It's not a terrible record. It's just not my favorite. Sheryl Crow before that, she's underestimated in my opinion. And no, it's not just for her looks. Didn't want that yet. Want it soon. But Sheryl Crow is a multi-instrumentalist. She writes the song. She's the front person of the band. But she's got skills. And I love that song. It's from her second record, A&M Records, 1997. The album, self-titled, and the track called A Change Will Do You Good. That's got to be great at parties. I can see the floor shaking the stuff that God gave him like it's nobody's BI business. Started off the set with Gentle Giant from the album Octopus. 1976, the year, was originally released on, what label were they on? Was it Mercury in this country? No, it was on Capitol. It was on Capitol Records. And Rancantour Troubadour, the piece we heard, remixed by, you guessed it, the hero of progressive music in this 21st century, Stephen Wilson of the band Porcupine Tree. And again, we mentioned before, Derek Schulman celebrating a birthday today. He would have been 79. Albums released today in music history. 1986, the Smiths released their second album, Meat Is Murder. They should have murdered that album before it ever hit the pressing plant. God, I can't stand that band except for Johnny Marr. And this is the second week in a row I gave name mention. 1967, on this date, we just mentioned it. The Stones released Between the Buttons. 1992, Mike Ness and Social Distortion released Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. Us Catholics would call that limbo. There's nothing about limbo in Scripture. Rush Limbaugh, maybe. For hell, yes. Because that guy was so sanctimonious. He used to go on the air and preach about the evils of drug addiction and things like that. And the guy was keeping a dealer in bank with money for pills. ...1997... This is why we played Erykah Badu before. She released her album Bad Zoom today in 1997. I don't have that record, so I substituted with the live album I played before. And also in 1997, Pavement with Stephen Malkmus. I heard Oliver name-checking Stephen Malkmus's and playing songs from the first solo album by Malkmus after he left Pavement last week on Sonic Youth. A Sonic Youth, which is on Free FM, debuts on, Thursday afternoons, also repeated on Friday here on this station. The album that was released is Brighten the Corners. We don't have time for news. Listen to your newscasts on the radio on this station. We get Nicola Wright with RNZ National, giving you Down Under news as well as international news. We also run the BBC on Free FM directly following the morning breakfast show from 7:30 to 9:30. So you get plenty of brain food there. And there's other shows on this station that could give you a strong education. Not the miseducation I got when I was young. Read your newspapers. You know, James Brown once yelled, get up, get into it, and get involved. Well, getting shot in the street as a on-the-table option these days, I can't recommend that. But I can recommend not throwing your brains in the trash, as Chip Ingram used to say. But knowing what's going on. Like Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley used to. received a posthumous Lifetime Grammy Award last week at the awards ceremony. Fela Kuti and Africa 70 from this disc. And I have a colleague that I work with at the radio station, The Mystery Man, and I do our dirty work here in New Jersey, who says things like shuffering and smiling. He'll talk like that, you know, and I hear him pronounce words like that. Why are you doing that? But he does it. And he's been my wingman on Friday afternoons now for a long time. Shuffering and Smiling by Fela Anna. Well, I'm not even going to try that. Kuti. The Knitting Factory label out of New York City has done great work in getting Fela's music back out there to the ears of the public. And we salute you. Before that, the original Waylon Wailers, which was Buddy Wailer, Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley, and one of the last things they ever did together, because Buddy and Tosh were jealous of how famous Bob was getting as the charismatic frontman. They could have made it work. And we heard Midnight Ravers, recorded for a live session at Capitol Records in 1973. Well, that's where we've been. And if I play my prompt cards correctly, we'll get off the air on time. But I may not, because I never do. It's not a source of pride. It just is. The Mystery Man is now, when we just completed We Cheat the Hangman, the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act. The hour has arrived. It is upon us. And here he is to introduce the valedictory statement of our evening together. See, I can do smiling and shuffering too. What's the band? And what are you on about tonight?
It's
Hang on. Humble apology. Go ahead.
It's Shugo Tokumaru, who is...
Oh, more of that stuff, huh? Okay, go ahead. Yeah, sorry
gonna,
to interrupt
I'm
you.
I'm not going
to
do that. He's a Japanese multi-instrumentalist, and he's toured the U.S. He sings in Japanese only. Very interesting stuff. And that's what we have.
I wonder if this guy... Is that Sake? From our from Homegrown here at our other station, Cher plays that band Nana.
Yeah.
And I think the guitar player in that band, isn't he named Shugo? For some reason, I'll confirm with her next week. But for some reason, that struck me as soon as you said it. It's got nothing to do with what we're about to do to you. Thanks for your ears tonight. Retrospect with the ubiquitous Phil Gray is up to do more to you for an hour, and then all night talk and music here on Free FM 89.0. I would say you could do worse on the radio, but that would be damning our North Island safe haven from the world with faint praise. It's just a terrific station. Take the challenge. Listen for a week. Come back to me. In the meantime, here's Shugo. We'll dig you in 168. Sláinte.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.